It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Topes, the Albuquerque Isotopes, AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Well, it's been rainy here in Albuquerque this afternoon, but the rain stopped about an hour ago, and they pulled the tarp off the diamond, and it looks like we're trending towards an on-time start here. If you asked me an hour ago, I would not have been so confident in that, but it looks like it's going to happen. So let's get to it. The Tacoma Rainiers are starting right-hander Nick Davila today, his third outing since coming up from Class A Modesto. He's been really good, better than anticipated, I'll tell you that. He's had two good starts, but has not gotten the run support to get his first AAA win yet, 0-2 with a 5.40 ERA. He'll be opposed by Albuquerque right-hander Jeff Criswell, who's 1-4 with a 9.57 ERA, but is considered a prospect in the Rocky system and has had a couple of good starts in a row, so he may have turned the page after a rough early April. Jeff Criswell on the hill for Albuquerque, Nick Davila for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one today. We had a real slugfest yesterday. We'll briefly revisit it when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memory.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Albuquerque Isotopes tonight. The plate meeting going on right now as the managers exchange lineup cards. And, ballpark is a tremendous hitter's park, and we saw it on display firsthand in the series opener yesterday, a game in which Albuquerque beat Tacoma 17-8. The eight runs for the Rainiers, a offensive outburst for the way that the team's been hitting recently, and they lost by nine as Albuquerque had 21 hits in the game. Their leadoff man in the first inning hit the second pitch he saw for a homer, and they were off and running. Albuquerque winning the opener yesterday 17-8. The pitchers might not be too excited about this one today, but the lineups are the hitters. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when our pregame show continues in a moment.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 18-22 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoba, playing second base is Kian Wong. Batting second, the center fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Zach Deloach hits sixth. He is in right field. Batting seventh, the left fielder Jack Larson. Hitting eighth, playing first base is Colin Moran. And hitting ninth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Nick Davila. He's 0-2 with a 5.40 ERA. The Albuquerque Isotopes are 17-23 on the season. They're the Colorado Rockies AAA club. Their manager is Pedro Lopez. Albuquerque's going to lead off with Jonathan Daza. Daza is in right field today. Batting second, playing second base, Coco Montez. Hitting third, first baseman Nolan Jones. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman Elaris Montero. Batting fifth, designated hitter Aaron Shunk. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian Servin. Batting seventh, the center fielder Trevor Boone. Hitting eighth and playing left field is Hunter Stovall. And batting ninth, shortstop Connor Kaiser. On the mound, Jeff Criswell, he's 1-4 with a 9.57 ERA. Our umpires today, Reed Bassner is behind the plate, James Jean at first base, and Anthony Perez, the crew chief, is at third. Well, the stage is set, and we're moments away from first pitch. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the start of tonight's ball game right after this.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Albuquerque Isotopes. The Isotopes have taken the field, led by their starting pitcher, Jeff Criswell. And Criswell just wrapping up his warm-up pitches now. As mentioned in the pregame, it was raining earlier, and we have damp conditions, although the rain stopped about an hour ago, but it did rain for a couple of hours, and there are puddles you can see in the dugouts. Not on the field, though. They've got that all taken care of nicely. There's a very light breeze blowing in from right field. Maybe that'll help curtail the scoring a little bit today, as we are now ready to get things started. Kian Wong leads off. He's been a hot hitter for the Red Ears, now batting .350. Criswell, the righty, Wong, a left-handed pitcher. And the first pitch of the game is on its way. And it is taken pitch, outside for a ball.
68 degrees.
And we are underway. 68 degrees, the game time temperature. Now the 1-0 is coming on its way to Wong. And this is swung on, hit in the air towards right center field. A towering fly, not particularly deep. The right fielder, Daza, is there, and he makes the catch. And one man is out in the first inning. Well, Cade Marlowe now the batter. Marlowe batting .279 with three homers, .342 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards shallow center. First pitch swinging, and Marlowe is retired as the ball's caught by center fielder Trevor Boone. Criswell has thrown three pitches and recorded two outs. Rainier's being aggressive here in the early going. Now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. O'Keefe takes the first pitch inside for a ball. Next delivery to the right-hand hitting O'Keefe. High ball two. O'Keefe hit one out yesterday, three-run homer. And at the time that he hit it, the Rainiers were trailing 7-1. It was the third inning. Ton of scoring early yesterday. It cut a six-run deficit in half and gave the Rainiers some hope at that time. And also just sort of a reminder of what baseball in Albuquerque is like as he takes a strike. Rainiers hit 2 3-run homers yesterday and still managed to finish 9 runs short. PCL baseball at its finest. The 2-1 swing and a miss there, strike two. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Criswell wearing his purple Isotopes jersey with his pitch, and it's inside, ball three. The Topes wearing their purple jerseys to match the big league Rockies, along with the white pants. Red Ears wearing the navy blue today, navy blue jerseys with gray pants. Here's the 3-2 to O'Keefe. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. The Red Deers go in order at the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Albuquerque coming to the plate.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Well, the Red Deers went down in order at the top of the first inning, and now they take the field for the first time today with Nick Davila on the mound, and Davila making his third start since coming up from Class A Modesto, and he's provided two solid outings so far and has shown some poise and toughness on the hill for a guy who hadn't pitched above the Class A level prior to 2 weeks ago. Here's his first pitch tonight to Jonathan Daza, and it's swung on and fouled away. Daza does not get cheated at the plate, and he had a leadoff homer for the Isotopes yesterday. Now a swing and a foul down the right field line and out of play. The count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Daza. And the 0-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side, still 0-2. Davila, just in his third season as a pro, pitched in the Tigers system until this spring when they let him go and the Mariners swooped in and signed him. 0-2 pitch to Daza is taken outside for a ball, 1-2. And Davila from Florida and pitched collegiately at the University of South Florida. One-two pitch to Daza. Low, two balls, two strikes. Davila turned in a quality start his last time out against a good lineup in Reno in six innings and allowed three runs to the Reno Aces, second place team in the league. Well, two balls, two strikes to Daza. And now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and lining it up is Deloach, moving towards the foul line a few steps, and he makes the catch, and one man is out. Davila retires Daza, and now Coco Montes will be the hitter for the Topes. Now Montes settles in, hitting .339, seventh in the league. Albuquerque has four of the top 10 hitters in the PCL in batting average. And here's a bouncer foul into the dugout. That is strike one. The great hitting environment in their home games is a main reason why they have so many players with such elite statistical profiles at this time of the season. Here's a swing and a hot grounder to third, but right to Shiner, who has it and fires to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the first inning. Davila gets Coco Montes to ground out to third base. And now Nolan Jones will be the hitter. He belted his 12th homer last night, batting .348 with 40 runs batted in. Leads the league in OPS, on base plus slugging. Left-hand hitter, part of a big tie for second place in the league in homers, which we'll dive into later on. But Jones and Shiner, part of the group of players who are second in the league in homers. Now the 1-0 pitch from Davila is taken down low for a ball, 2-0. I was curious how many of Jones's homers have come here. And it's not lopsided. He's hit 7 here at Mile High Isotopes Park, but he's also hit 5 on the road. Next pitch is low and away for a ball. 3 balls, no strikes to Nolan Jones in his first year in the Rockies system. Former Cleveland top prospect. Drafted by them back in 2016. 3-0 pitch inside, ball 4. 4 pitch walk to Nolan Jones, and he heads down to first base. First base runner of the game for either team. And now Alaris Montero will be the batter. We're using the automated ball strike system today. Computer calling every pitch. No challenges or anything in this one. No arguing. No arguing allowed. You can't argue with the computer. You can try, but it's a waste of effort. Here's a pitch inside for a ball to Montero, 1-0, and Davila's missed with 5 straight pitches. Now the righty is ready. And the pitch is inside, ball 2. These are fastballs he's missing with. It's almost entirely sinkers. They're qualified as sinkers or classified as sinkers by the ABS system, and he's missing with them inside and outside. Now a turn and a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Jones. Fans still coming in through the gates here at Isotopes Park. Smaller crowd than anticipated because of the weather. It rained all afternoon here, so I'm sure some folks who are planning to come to the game tonight got cold feet. Here's a swing and a foul back by Montero, 2-1. They do really well at the gate here in Albuquerque. Only pro baseball you can attend here for hundreds and hundreds of miles. Where is the nearest pro team anyway? There goes the runner. Pitch is popped up. First base side, Moran, foul territory, has room, and he makes the catch, and Montero fouls out, and the inning is over. No runs for Albuquerque, no hits or errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7 because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
No score after one inning of play here in Albuquerque. We go to the second. Mike Ford to lead things off for the Red Ears against Jeff Criswell, who retired the side in order in the first. Ford settling into the batter's box, hitting 306 with 10 homers, 46 runs batted in. Criswell into his motion of the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to straightaway center. Trevor Boone moves back a few steps and makes the catch, and one pitch, one out in the second inning. Right here's hitters jumping out early. Three of the first four batters have flied out on either the first or second pitch against Criswell. Only O'Keefe in the first extended his plate appearance. Here's Jake Shiner, who batted leadoff yesterday for his first time in a AAA game. Did a nice job, reached base three times with a single and two walks. Today he's back in the five spot in the order. Criswell's pitch is taken for a strike on the inside edge. All right, the final out of the inning left it hanging, but left me hanging, I guess you would say. But this is the only pro baseball team for quite a ways in terms of miles. As Shiner hits one to deep left, still going back and caught by the center fielder Boone on the warning track in left center field. And two men are gone in the top of the second inning for Zach Deloach. Deloach hitting 267, three homers, 384 on base percentage. The nearest pro baseball team to Albuquerque is actually in this league. It's El Paso, around 200, 180 to 200 miles away. So here's a pitch for a strike. Next closest is Amarillo, the double-A team in the Texas League. That's just under 300 miles away. Now the pitch to Deloach is a swing and a foul back. And then you've got the majors as both the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. Now the 0-2 pitch is high, 1-2. I've been told are about a 6 or 7 hour drive away, so what's that? Somewhere between 350 and 400 miles. One-two pitch to Deloach, high and away, 2-2. You compare that to Tacoma, we've got other professional teams less than 100 miles away in Everett. So now here's a swing and a rocket up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Deloach, and the Red Ears have their first hit of the game. Zach Deloach slams a single into center field, and now Jack Larson will be the batter. We've got down in Portland, you have the Hillsboro Hops. They're 130 miles away, and obviously the Mariners 30 miles away, and then you go out east with the Tri-Cities, Spokane. So there's a pitch in for a strike. A lot of pro options in Washington. Oh, one pitch coming. And it swung on, hit in the air to left field. Backing up a step or two is Stovall, the left fielder, and he makes the catch. And Larson is retired, and the inning is over. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyandersen.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Isotopes Park. Nick Davila to face Aaron Shunk, Brian Servin, and Trevor Boone. These are the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Isotopes lineup. Now the pitch to Shunk is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball from Davila. His curve right there. One pitch, swung on, yanked foul down the third baseline. So 1-2 the count to Aaron Shunk, AAA rookie hitting .327 with 6 homers. 23 runs batted in on the year for Shunk. He drove in 4 yesterday and had 3 hits in the game, including a triple. 1-2 from Davila, grounded sharply right to the perfectly positioned second baseman, Kian Wong, who fields it and throws out Shunk at first base. And one man is gone in the bottom of the second inning. And Wong shaded somewhat up the middle, but not entirely up the middle, but kind of close to the middle of the diamond, and Shunk grounded it right to him. Now Brian Servin will be the batter. Right-hand hitting catcher. And he swings at the first pitch and pulls it on the ground foul on the third base side. Bottom of the second inning. Rainiers and Isotopes, game 2 of 6. Rainiers looking to get things turned around. It's been a tough last 2 weeks for Tacoma. Here's a swing and a miss by Servin. The Rainiers have gone 3-10 over the last 13 games. And have fallen to a season low of 4 games under .500. They went from 3 games over .500 to 4 games under .500 during this stretch. Hoping that last night's 17-8 loss was rock bottom. 0-2 pitch, grounded to the shortstop, McCoy, ranging a couple steps to his left, and he throws to first and gets Servin. 2 men are gone on infield grounders here at the bottom of the second inning. And now Trevor Boone will be the batter. Boone in just his 5th game of the season today, 7 for 16 on the year. He's kind of come in and out of basically extended spring training, gets added to the roster for Albuquerque whenever they're short players. And when he does get in the lineup, he gets hit. And he takes the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. In his AAA debut back on April 13th, he had four hits. Here's a swing and a miss by Boone. There's strike two. Last year he played in A-ball in the Rockies system and hit 233. O-2 pitch coming from Davila. Outside for a ball. 1-2. Davila looking for his first strikeout over the night. The righty's 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Froze him with a curveball at the bottom of the zone. And down goes Trevor Boone. And Davila has that first strikeout. Three up, three down in the bottom of the second inning. We head to the third. Tacoma and Albuquerque are scoreless.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
No score between Tacoma and Albuquerque as we head to the third inning of play here at Isotopes Park. Just one hit so far. Yesterday, these two teams combined for 32 hits in 8.5 innings. Here's Colin Moran to lead off the third. He didn't get to play yesterday. So he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Every hitter wanted to be in the lineup yesterday. Next pitch from Jeff Criswell is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Criswell, at his first season in the Rockies system, he'd been in the A's organization previously and was picked up in a trade from Oakland this winter for the major league reliever Chad Smith, who's actually back in AAA now with Vegas. So here's one outside for a ball to Moran, 1-2. Criswell last year spent most of the season at AA Midland in the Texas League. 1-2 pitch is outside, 2-2. He actually was a three-level jumper last year. He began the year at Advanced Class A Lansing in the A system, and in one season got promoted to AA, and then at the end of the year got two starts for AAA Vegas. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, went up the ladder with a 94-mile-per-hour heater, and he strikes out Colin Moran swinging. And one man is out at the top of the third. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. Criswell has been on a roller coaster this year for Albuquerque. And his statistics are unfortunate at this time, but they're not representative of what type of pitching prospect he is as he misses inside to McCoy. He began the year in a situation where he was kind of, as they call it, piggybacking other starters and following up major leaguers on rehab and having some short outings. So he misses for ball two to McCoy. Then there was a fateful day in El Paso on April 13th where he allowed 12 runs in 3 1/3 innings. as the next pitch to McCoy is a strike. And then the following week, he faced Oklahoma City and got knocked out of the second inning, allowing 7 runs. So that was 19 runs in a total of 5 innings pitched in those 2 games. McCoy hits one to left. It's high in the air and fairly deep. Back is Stovall at the track. He jumps. Can't get it. It's gone. Mason McCoy puts the Red Ears on the scoreboard here in the top of the third inning. It is his third home run of the season and his first in a while as he circles the bases. His last home run was April 23rd, nearly a month ago. And now he has gone deep here in Albuquerque. A high fly to left that just kept carrying in the thin air of this mile-high city. And there's the first run of the game. McCoy with a homer to left field. Now Kian Hoang is the batter, and the pitch is inside, and it almost brushed him, but it just missed his shoulder. Ball one. Hoang swung at the second pitch and flied out to open up the ball game. Now he swings, hits a grounder to first. That's picked by Nolan Jones, and he'll take it to the base for the putout. 2 men are gone. So Hoang grounds out to first, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Marlowe flied out on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Criswell's last 2 starts have been pretty good. May 5th at home here against Sugar Land. He allowed 2 runs in 5 innings. Got no decision in that one. And then his last start at Vegas, a quality start. Here's a roller to second, fielded by Montez, and he throws out Cade Marlowe at first base, ending the top of the third inning. Red Ears get 1 run on the Mason McCoy homer. Only hit and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 1, Albuquerque nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One nothing right here is leading Albuquerque as we go to the bottom of the third inning here at Isotopes Park. Mason McCoy just hit one out to put Tacoma on the scoreboard. Hunter Stovall leading things off for the Topes in the bottom of the third. Nick Davila's pitch hit in the air to left field. This one's carrying. Larson's back at the track with room. He makes the catch, a step in front of the left field fence. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the third inning. Looked like an ordinary fly ball off the bat, but we're in Albuquerque, and these things just keep carrying here. And Larson caught it, a step in front of the left field fence. So now Connor Kaiser is the batter. He had a big game yesterday. He swings at the first pitch, skies it to center field, not deep. Marlowe's under it already, and he makes the catch. Very quickly, two men are out in the bottom of the third inning. So Nick Davila has a highly successful first trip through the lineup, retiring 8 of 9 to come to the plate with just a walk to the number three man in the first inning. Second trip through the lineup begins now with two outs in the bottom of the third. Jonathan Daza at the plate. He flied out to right field earlier. Right-hand hitter began the year with the Rockies, and he takes a strike 0-1. This is just the seventh AAA game for Daza this year. He got outrighted to AAA despite hitting 270 for the Rockies, but he's a speed guy, and he drew only three walks, and his on-base percentage was just 304. So he fouls one away. And the Rockies had been giving Daza a chance for the last year and a half or so, and they decided to mix it up. Now the pitch is fouled away. No balls, two strikes. Now the pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-2. Daza has just under 1,000 big league plate appearances now. And he takes a called strike three on the outside corner, and Davila has his second strikeout. He strikes out Daza looking, and that is the final out at the bottom of the third inning. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 1, Albuquerque nothing.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One nothing right here as we head to the fourth inning of play. What is this bizarro world we have entered here in Albuquerque? Yesterday, after three innings, it was 11-4. We'd seen 15 runs. Today, one run in the first three innings. Brian O'Keefe leads off the fourth for the right ears, and Jeff Criswell's pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. O'Keefe struck out swinging in the first. Now Criswell into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Coming. And this one misses just high, ball three. Yeah. Chris Wells, 3-1. Breaking ball for a called strike. O'Keefe thought he might have walked there, took a step towards first base, and was called back to the batter's box as it caught the very bottom inside corner of the automated strike zone. 1-2, swing, and a miss. That strike three on the 3-2 pitch, and O'Keefe has struck out, and he's frustrated. He thought he had walked on the previous pitch, but as we've said before, all you can do is scream at a computer. One away, and now Mike Ford will be the batter. They should put a computer in the dugouts each side for players to yell at just so they feel better after the robot umpire rings them up. Pitch is in there for a strike. Maybe an old, outdated computer in the back. Guys can bash it with their bat or throw a helmet at it when they're angry. I think I'm onto something here. This is a good idea. Pitch to Ford is down and in for a ball. 1-1 the count. After Daza was called out on strikes to end the third, we went into the commercial. He actually stood there and argued with the umpire for a minute or two. Not a minute or two, a second or two. And then was just frustrated and wandering off. And he even looked into the Rainiers dugout on the first base side and said, that can't be a strike. Here's one down and into Ford for a ball, 2-1. Here comes the 2-1. And it's pulled foul down the first baseline. Mike Ford still leads all of pro baseball with 46 runs batted in, and that's despite having just one RBI in his last eight games. That was the solo home run he hit at home against Reno. 2-2 pitch is high, ball three, full count. And the reason his RBI, The reason his RBIs have not happened lately is his at-bats have been coming like this one with no one on base. He swings and bounces one to first. That's fielded by Jones, and he takes it to the bag for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the fourth. So Ford grounds out. He just hasn't had the plate appearances with runners in scoring position for over a week now. And manager John Russell's been trying to change that situation. He's been shaking up the top of the order. Marlowe hits up there in the top three spots every game. He's kind of slowed down recently. So now Shiner stands in, and the pitch from Criswell is taken up high for a ball. The leadoff spot's been changing a lot recently. Today, Kian Wong's getting a shot. Yesterday, it was Shiner. And O'Keefe frequently hits third, but he's been in a little bit of a slump for the last 10 days or so, as here's one inside to Shiner. O'Keefe hit 300 with eight homers in April and May. He's down around 180 with one homer. He'll get it turned around. 2-0 pitch to Shiner. Yanked to the left side off the glove of the lunging third baseman Montero, and it trickles into left, and Shiner is on with two outs. There's his first hit of the game. Two-out single to the left side. Now Zach DeLoach will bat with a man on. DeLoach singled his first time up, a liner through the box. There's the pitch to DeLoach, and it's grounded down the first baseline, picked by Jones right near the bag, and he touches first for the out, and the inning is over. DeLoach thought he might have snuck one down the line into the corner, but no. Nolan Jones was able to spear it and turn it into an out. Rainiers do not score at the top of the fourth. On a hit, there were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tecoba 1, Albuquerque nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
1-0 Tacoma leads Albuquerque. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Nick Davila on the hill. He'll face Coco Montez, Nolan Jones, and Ellerice Montero. Dangerous part of the Albuquerque lineup right here. Montez stands in. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league yesterday. Thriller in Oklahoma City. First place club, hottest team in the league too. The Oklahoma City Dodgers opening a homestand against Sugarland last night. Now the 1-0 to Montez is hit high in the air to left center. Pretty deep, but in the ballpark, Marlowe makes the catch. And deep left center, and there's one out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Nolan Jones will be the batter. Sugarland took a 3-1 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning at Oklahoma City. They did not win the game. Steven Duggar for Oklahoma City hit a two-run homer to tie. And then they got a man on, and then there was a walk, putting him in scoring position. And Luke Williams had a game-winning RBI single with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and Oklahoma City stunned Sugarland. Here's a liner into center. On comes Marlowe. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Jones takes a big turn at first and holds there with a one-out single. Nolan Jones has the first hit of the game for Albuquerque against Nick Davila. Clean single to center. And now Ellerice Montero will be the bat. So Oklahoma City has won seven in a row. They're 29-11 coming into today's action. There's a pitch to Montero, and it's a fastball call to strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Nick Davila. No, a throw to first instead. Oklahoma City also added one of the Dodgers' top hitting prospects to the lineup yesterday. Outfielder Andy Pajes, spelled like pages, but he pronounces it Pajes. And he made his AAA debut yesterday. But everything doesn't always work out for the Dodgers. He was 0-3 with three strikeouts. Here's one outside for a ball to Montero. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike to Montero. And Davila's pitch is low and outside. 2-1. El Paso beat Round Rock 12-3, just piling on the Express, who have now lost, is that eight in a row? Seven in a row. Eight in a row. They've lost eight in a row. Here's a swing and a miss by Montero. 2-2 now. Yesterday, El Paso had four hits from the veteran Preston Tucker, who included two doubles, drove in a couple. Alfonso Rivas had three hits with a homer, his eighth. Tim Lopes had three hits and drove in three runs. 2-2 to Montero. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Davila got him with his changeup, and down goes Montero. Third strikeout for Nick Davila. And now Aaron Shunk will be the batter. El Paso had a big start yesterday from Anderson Espinoza, a pitcher who was always considered a top prospect but then had some serious arm injuries and was out for a couple of years. He's back now and healthy. So here's a swing and a miss by Shunk. And yesterday for El Paso, the Padres affiliate, he went six innings and allowed one run on four hits with no walks and seven strikeouts. And unless I'm mistaken, I believe that's his best start of the year. And maybe in many years because of the injuries. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Nolan Jones. His fourth steal of the year comes with two outs in the fourth, and now the Isotopes have the tying runner in scoring position. And an even count on Shunk. Here comes the 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1. One of the reasons Round Rock has been struggling is their ace pitcher got called up, Cody Bradford, the lefty who was leading the Pacific Coast League in basically every pitching category, and still is, but is 5-0 with a 0.91 ERA, which will get you called up to the big leagues. He should be called up to the big leagues, and the Rangers did. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul behind the plate. Back is O'Keefe near the screen. He has room, and he makes the catch. And Shunk is out, and that does it for Albuquerque at the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tequila 1, Albuquerque nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One nothing Rainiers. We head to the fifth inning of play here at Isotopes Park, where dusk is coming. Lights beginning to take some effect on the field here. It's an hour later here than it is in Tacoma. Mountain time zone. Jack Larson leads off the fifth, and the pitch from Jeff Criswell is taken up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rainiers have three hits in four innings against Criswell, one of them the solo homer by Mason McCoy, the only run of this game so far. Next pitch, swung on, pulled, foul down the first baseline. And the count now 1-1. More from around the PCL yesterday. Salt Lake had a stunning comeback against Las Vegas yesterday. There were a couple of these last night in the league. The Oklahoma City one and Salt Lake too. Here's one up high for a ball. Vegas led at Salt Lake 8-2 at the seventh inning stretch. And they did not win the game. 2-1 pitch to Larson. Down low, ball three. Salt Lake scored three runs in the bottom of the seventh to make it 8-5, and then they got four runs in the bottom of the eighth, and they won the game 9-8. 3-1 pitch. Called a strike to Larson. And Las Vegas did get some revenge today, I saw. We'll get into that later, but they won a day game today. So here's a grounder up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Jack Larson, and he is on to start things off in the top of the fifth inning. Ground ball base hit to center. And now Colin Moran is the hitter. Moran 0-for-1 today. Yesterday, Salt Lake had two homers from Trey Cabbage. And these were not ordinary home runs. They were both tape measure shots at Smith's Ballpark. Now the pitch to Moran is roped to deep center field. Back goes Boone, and it's over his head and up against the base of the fence. On his way to third and around third is Larson. He's headed home. The relay to the cutoff man bounces away from him, and scoring is Larson with ease. And ending up at second base with a long double and an RBI is Colin Moran, and the Red Ears lead it 2-0. So Moran comes through with his first double of the year and his 14th run batted in. And now Mason McCoy will now be the batter. And he homered last inning, and we've got a trip to the mound by the catcher, Brian Servin, who went and had a conference out there with Chris Well and the corner infielders. Not only did Cabbage hit two homers yesterday, they were 469 feet and 443 feet. Those are some long homers. Gave him 12 on the year. So now the pitch to McCoy is up and in for a ball. And Joe Adell also homered. So there was movement on the home run leaderboard yesterday. Adell, the league leader, now has 14. Cabbage, along with Tacoma's Jake Shiner and Albuquerque's Nolan Jones, who went deep yesterday, all second with 12 homers. So here's a pitch in for a strike to McCoy. And then two players are at 10, Mike Ford with the Rainiers and Dominic Canzone with Reno. Time called now by McCoy. He steps out for a moment with a 1-1 count. Now the 1-1 coming from Criswell, and it is swung on, grounded right to the shortstop, scooped up by Kaiser. He throws out McCoy at first base for the first out of the inning, one away. Moran holds at second, and now Kian Wong will be the batter. And to wrap up our PCL recap, Reno beat Sacramento last night 13-5. As P.J. Higgins reached base six times. He was 4-for-4 with two walks. Pitch to Kian Wong. Down low for a ball. And Phillip Evans, the league's leading hitter, back home in Reno, started off of the homestand going 3-for-5. And his average up to .425. Now, he lost 40 points on his batting average during the week in Tacoma. Yet is still over .400. By a good margin. Here's one down and into Wong. Reno also had a really good start from Slade Ciccone. Five shutout innings in which he allowed only one hit and seven strikeouts. Two-oh pitch. In for a strike, 2-1. After Ciccone left the game, Sacramento got a three-run homer from David Villar in his first game with the Rivercats this year. And I didn't think we'd see him back in the league, at least for a few years, but Well, he hit just 148 for the Giants this year as their starting third baseman, and they decided to option him down. Series went up high to Wong. He had 88 at-bats, hit four homers, but he really crushed the PCL last year, and he hits a three-run homer in his first game back with Sacramento. 3-1 to Wong, and it is high ball four, so Kian Wong will head down to first base. And Tacoma has two on with one out at the top of the fifth inning. And that's the first walk issued by Jeff Criswell today. Cade Marlowe now the batter. Marlowe's 0 for 2 today with a fly out and a ground out. Two on now, though. One away, and he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 coming. Swing and a miss, strike two. Fastball from Criswell, 94 on the gun. Here comes the 0-2. High for a ball. One and two the count. And the pitch is swung on. Popped up foul behind the plate. Back goes Servin, but this is in the seats and out of play. And it is still 1-2. Marlowe trying to come through here with two strikes. Couple of men on. Rainiers lead 2-0 in the top of the fifth inning. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two two now. Swung on, pulled right to first. Jones has it, goes to the shortstop. There's one, that's all they'll get. The force out there on Wong. So Marlowe reaches on a fielder's choice, and taking third is Colin Moran. And there are runners at the quarters with two outs for Brian O'Keefe. O'Keefe 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts today. Had a three-run homer yesterday, and well, there are two men on base right now. Well, out of the dugout comes the Albuquerque pitching coach, Chris Mahalik, the old lefty. And he's going to go talk things over with young Jeff Criswell. And the Isotopes bullpen has not jumped into action yet, but our guys down there starting to stretch and loosen up and get ready for a call that's coming their way eventually. Conference breaks up. O'Keefe struck out swinging in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Criswell is ready. And here comes the first pitch. Runner goes from first base, pitches high, throw to second base, not in time. Stealing second is Marlowe, his ninth steal of the year. And now the runners are at second and third. At third base, Moran never darted towards the plate, but he had his eye on the play all the way just to see if the throw might get away from the second baseman. If so, he was ready to go. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is called, a strike on the outside edge. 1-1. Base hit could bring in a pair here. The 1-1 pitch coming from Criswell, and it is swung on and tapped weakly to the right side. Over to get it, Nolan Jones, the first baseman. He shovels to Criswell, covering first in time for the put out. O'Keefe grounds out, and the inning is over. Right here, settle for one run at the top of the fifth inning on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, it's Tacoma 2, Albuquerque nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, it's 2-0. Tacoma leading here in Albuquerque as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Nick Davila's allowed just one hit through four innings and also one walk. And it was the same batter who is the only guy to reach base against him. He's the only left-hander that is in the Albuquerque lineup. That's Nolan Jones. Davila has gotten everyone else out. It'll be Brian Servin, Trevor Boone, and Hunter Stovall to bat here at the bottom of the fifth inning against Davila. And he's into his motion to the pitch to Servin. Is a swing and a foul at the plate. There's strike one. Davila summoned from Class A Modesto to be a fill-in starter for the Red Ears after injuries to Taylor Dollard and Easton McGee. You know, the pitch to Servin in there for a strike, 0-2. And Davila has exceeded all expectations. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Servin, and one man is gone in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that is strikeout number four for Davila. And Trevor Boone will be next. Since Davila joined the Red Ears, he's been the Red Ears' second best starter, but behind Tommy Malone. Pitch to Boone is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Maybe tied with Jose Rodriguez. 0-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Marlowe moves over and angles back, but he's there and he makes the catch as he crosses onto the warning track, and Boone is retired. Two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Hunter Stovall will be the batter. Stovall flied to deep left field his first time up. Stovall takes inside, and it hit him. Hit him on the elbow, just glanced off of him, and Stovall is awarded first base with two outs at the bottom of the fifth. So he's the first player to reach base against Davila other than Nolan Jones. Now Connor Kaiser will be the batter. Kaiser flied to center earlier, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back for strike one. Turning a throw to first by Davila, and back in is Stovall. This pitch is a check swing, and he went, says the first base umpire, James Jean, who I still think we should call Jimmy Jean. But it says his name's James Jean. Throw to first, and diving back in safely is Stovall. There goes the runner. The pitch is high and away. O'Keefe's throw to second is not in time, and then it bounces away from Kian Wong, and getting up and taking third is Stovall. That throw from O'Keefe just tailed on him and went astray, and Wong had to leave his post and try to knock it down, and he had it go off the end of his glove. Stolen base for Stovall, E2 to O'Keefe. Runner at third with two outs. No balls, two strikes to Kaiser. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-2. So we'll see if Davila can keep his focus here and get out of this inning. Two outs, runner at third. Correction on the count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is low, ball 3, full count. Daza is on deck. Three-two pitch. Inside, ball 4. Missed with a change, and now a little two-out trouble here. Runners at first and third due to a hit batter, a walk, and an error. And Daza coming to the plate, the leadoff man who's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout, and the player in the Albuquerque lineup with the most major league experience. See if Davila can get him a third time. The pitch to Daza is taken for a called strike. First pitch change up. 0-1 the count. Hit the very bottom of the zone. That's where he wanted to put it on the full count to Kaiser, but he missed inside. Here's the 0-1 now to Daza, and it's sliced foul, a fastball out of play, and it's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, runners at first and third in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Davila is set. Here's his pitch. The runner from first takes off, pitches up and away. O'Keefe bluffs the throw and then checks third, but nothing doing over there. So it's a stolen base for Kaiser. And now the tying runners are in scoring position, and it's a 1-2 count on Daza. Daza's going to use his timeout here. He steps out of the batter's box. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. There's the pitch. Swung on, hit up the middle, and it's through into center field. A base hit just beyond Tian Wong's reach. Two-run score, and we are all tied up 2-2. Jonathan Daza comes through with a couple of men in scoring position as the Isotopes take advantage of Nick Davila's first bout of wildness today. A hit batter and a walk, and both of those men score. And now Daza's at first with two outs, and now Coco Montes is the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a deep fly out. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. There's strike one. So 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth. See if Davila can bear down here and stop the scoring here in the... Oh, he picked the runner off first base. He just stepped off and picked off Daza to put it into the inning. That's a good way to do it. Nick Davila picks off Daza, and ends the bottom of the fifth. Albuquerque scores two runs on one hit. There was an error, and no one left on base. We go to the sixth inning of play here at Isotopes Park. It's Tecoma 2, Albuquerque 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
On we go to the sixth inning. Brand new ball game, tied up 2-2. Mike Ford leads things off. He'll be followed by Jake Shiner and Zach DeLoach. Criswell still in there for the Topes. And his first pitch is a fastball up high for a ball. 1-0. Next pitch is in there for a called strike. 1-1 now. Next delivery misses for a ball. Two-one delivery. Grounded foul, first base side. Ford leading off again. Mentioned earlier that he hasn't been batting with runners on base recently, and that has continued today. He pops one up behind third base. Back goes Montero down the line, and he makes the catch in fair territory while moving down parallel to the foul line in shallow left. Tough play, but Montero made it look easy. One out in the top of the sixth. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner's 1-for-2 with a single so far tonight. Rainier's with 5 hits. Criswell's walked only one. That's been key for him. There's his pitch to Shiner. And it is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Let's check our Mariner Farm Report. Double A Arkansas lost at Wichita yesterday, 6-4. Got a two-run homer from Isaiah Gilliam, his third. So here's a check, swing, strike to Shiner, 1-1. Mariners Double A team losing yesterday, but they're 22-12 on the year. 1-1 pitch, bounced foul, third base side. At the Class A level, Advanced Class A, Everett hammered Spokane 10-3 last night at Funko Field. The 1-2 to Shiner's inside, 2-2. First baseman Tyler Locklear was 3-for-5 for the Mariners Class A team last night, including his seventh homer, and he drove in three runs. He's hitting .310. Has 25 runs batted in. His OPS is .966. Next pitch just barely inside to Shiner. Actually, a little high according to the graphic from the automated system. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swing and a foul back, still 3-2. Also at Everett last night, outfielder Alberto Rodriguez was 3-for-5 and scored three runs back with the Aqua Sox. He was unable to get into Canada last week when they played up in Vancouver due to visa issues. So he actually worked out with the Red Ears at Cheney Stadium last week. Couldn't play in any games, not on the roster, but he worked out with us. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three. They got Shiner with a breaking ball. Two men are gone in the top of the sixth. The strikeout number four for Criswell. And that'll bring up Zach Deloach. At low A, Modesto lost at home to Fresno last night, 6-5. The pitch to Deloach. Outside for a ball. The Modesto Nuts, as they are called, had eight hits. Two by catcher Freddy Bautista. Here's a grounder off the bat of Deloach. It's fielded by the second baseman Montez, and he throws out Deloach at first. Rainiers go in order, three up, three down for the first time since the first inning. We're going to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Albuquerque 2.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklift, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Two-two tie here at Isotopes Park. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Davila on the mound. And he'll face Coco Montez as he maneuvers through the lineup for his third time. And the pitch to Montez is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Montez has grounded out and flied out, 0 for 2 today. And Davila's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Of the two runs that scored in the two-out rally in the fifth, one of them's unearned to Davila. O-2 coming to Montez. And it is a called strike three on the outside edge. And Davila strikes out Coco Montez, and there's his fifth strike out of the game. One out. And here's Nolan Jones, who has been able to reach both times against Davila with a walk and a single so far. There have only been two Albuquerque hits. Jones' single in the fourth and the two-run single with two outs last inning by Daza. Pitch is in for a strike at the knees to Jones. 0-1 the count. First pitch change up to the left-hand hitter. Caught the outside edge. Now the 0-1. Swung on, hit in the air to right field, but he got jammed. Coming in on it is Deloach, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. Jones flies out to right. Davila gets two quick outs, five pitches. Now Ellerice Montero, the cleanup hitter, comes to the plate. And Albuquerque has bullpen action with left-hander P.J. Poulin warming up, which may indicate that Criswell is done after six innings. Here's the pitch to Montero. Swing and a miss and a curve there, strike one. The ABS system, the automated ball strike system that measures all of the exact movements of the pitches. So the next pitch to Montero is a swing and a miss. And a change, and the count goes to 0-2. It calls Davila's breaking ball curveball. And it's picking up the spin rate of it, and that's what it describes the pitch as. Although the speed that he throws it at in the low 80s is more of a slider speed. 0-2 to Montero is a broken bat blooper over second that's going to fall in for a base hit, and Montero has a two-out single, hit number three for the Isotopes tonight. And now Aaron Shunk will be the batter. Well, the rain has decided to show up. Got some light rain coming down right now here at Isotopes Park. It rained this afternoon, stopped around 5:30 local time, an hour before the game, and just started up again now. Shunk stands in, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. We're past the point where this would be an official game now if anyone had the lead, but it's tied 2-2. No balls, one strike to Shunk. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. Count goes to 0-2. Oh, two coming. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Davila fans Shunk with his breaking ball, and that does it for Albuquerque in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit, there were no errors. One runner left on, and two strikeouts for Davila, raising his total up to six. We go to the seventh inning, it's Tacoma 2, Albuquerque 2.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995,
My father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Ferrelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Toot toot tie here in Albuquerque, and we go now to the seventh inning of play. New pitcher in for the Topes, left-hander P.J. Poulin takes over. Lefty out of UConn, the Rockies' 11th round pick in 2018. Just came off the injured list yesterday. Pitched in three games in the first 10 days of the season. Here's his first pitch to Jack Larson, and it's a foul tip for a strike. 0-1 the count. P.J. Poulin, P-O-U-L-I-N. In three appearances this year, no record of 5-7. Actually, he's 1-0 with a 5.79 ERA. 0-1 pitch is a check swing on a pitch inside, and he went, says the third base umpire on appeal, and Larson's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Rain continuing to fall here at Isotopes Park. Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches and Larson goes down swinging. One out in the seventh, and now Colin Moran will hit. He's one for two with a long double and an RBI. Moran. Taps the bat on home plate and looks out towards Poulin. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Oh, one coming. Swung on and grounded foul, first base side. Moran's in a hole here, 0-2. Well, Poulin just struck out Larson on three pitches, and now it's an 0-2 count on Moran. And the lefty with his pitch, and it swung on and sliced foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Poulin last year spent the first half with AA Hartford in the Rocky system and then was promoted to Albuquerque in late July. So he got his first taste of AAA ball last year. Moran sprays a base hit into center field, a soft liner, and he has his second hit of the game. And always nice to see a hit on an 0-2 pitch. Colin Moran is on with one away at the top of the seventh inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Moran's been having better results recently. For a while, he was really unlucky with a lot of hard hit balls right at fielders. Starting to find some holes now. This one wasn't even really all that hard hit, but it's a base hit on an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it's taken for a ball inside. 1-0. McCoy homered in the third, grounded out in the fifth, 1-for-2. And he's now 3-for-6 in this series so far. The 1-0 swung on, bounced towards third. Montero goes to second for one, relay to first. Not in time. McCoy legs it out to avoid the double play. He knew he had to go, getting out of the batter's box, and he just barely was safe at first to avoid the twin killing and keep the inning alive. Moran forced out, 5-4 at second. So McCoy's at first with two away, and now Kian Wong is the batter. Wong's 0 for 2 with a walk today. And Poulin with a move to first, back in. Standing is McCoy. Wong's hit safely in 13 in his last 14 games, but not yet in this one. The one game he didn't get a hit in the last 14 games, he was a pinch hitter. And he struck out in his only at bat. There goes McCoy. Pitch is high. Throw down to second base is not in time. A head first dive, and McCoy is safe with his eighth steal of the year. And now he's in scoring position. And it's a 1-0 count. Correction, they called that a strike. The automated system called that pitch a strike. So it's an 0-1 count to Kian Wong. The catcher came out of his crouch early to get a throw off. 0-1 pitch is way outside. 1-1 now. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced to first, fielded by Jones, and he flips it to Poulin, covering first base for the force out, ending the top of the seventh inning. Right here's do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the seventh inning stretch. Tacoma 2, Albuquerque 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Tacoma and Albuquerque tied up 2-2. Nick Davila has thrown 74 pitches through 6 innings, and he stays in the game here, and he's going to pitch into the seventh. He'll face Brian Servin, Trevor Boone, and Hunter Stovall. He's allowed 3 hits and 2 walks. Has struck out 6. Davila in his third AAA start today. And here's his pitch to Brian Servin, and it is taken down and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Servin is grounded out and struck out so far. He's 0 for 2. Light rain continues to fall here in Albuquerque. 1-0 pitch is yanked down the left field line, and it hooks foul. A loud foul ball pulled down the line, and the count's even now, 1-1. Now the pitch grounded foul, third base side. One and two down. This pitch is swung on, grounded up the middle, and that's going to sneak through into center field, and it's a leadoff single for Brian Servin. Grounder straight through the middle of the diamond, and he is on. Now Trevor Boone is the batter. Boone, another right-hand hitter, 0 for 2 with a strikeout. And a deep flyout. And a swing and a foul back. Right, here's with bullpen action for the first time today. Taylor Williams warming up. Right-hander. Pitch to Boone, swing and a miss, there, strike two. Mariners game ended, rough day for the M's. They lose to the Red Sox 12-3. O-2 pitch. Just a hair outside, one ball, two strikes. Normally, if the Mariners give up 12 runs in a game, we're on pins and needles to find out what roster moves are going to happen to bring in new relief pitchers for Seattle. So now the 1-2 to Boone is outside, and it bounces away from O'Keefe and going to second and rounding second and holding there is Servin. He moves up on a wild pitch. And now Albuquerque has the go-ahead runner in scoring position with nobody out. And the count is 2-2 to Trevor Boone. But we may not have any roster moves after this one because the Mariners are off tomorrow. And so the relievers they did use today will get a day of rest. And they play Friday at Atlanta. 2-2 to Boone. Swinging a foul at the plate. Still 2-2. We have not had a roster move since May 5th, which is a record, I believe, in the DePoto era. It makes you wonder if Jerry's all right. Two to Boone. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Davila fans him with a breaking ball, and there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Seventh strikeout for Nick Davila. And that is a Triple-A career high. He had 6 in his debut against Salt Lake. Just 1 in his second start. Now 7 today. Hunter Stovall is the batter. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Stovall has flied out to the warning track, and he has been hit by a pitch. Now the 1-0, check swing, and that's a strike, 1-1 now. One pitch coming. Fastball called, a strike, 1-2. Davila ahead in the count here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it swung on. It bounced on two hops to Shiner at third, who freezes the runner at second and throws to first. And they get Stovall, and two men are gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Connor Kaiser will be the batter. Davila's career high for strikeouts is 8. He's done it twice. Most recently in the Florida State League last June 30th in a start for the Lakeland Tigers against Clearwater, who I believe, yeah, they got to be a Phillies affiliate, right? Pitch to Connor Kaiser, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, and one the count to Kaiser. Two outs, runner at second, tie game. Next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. John Russell giving Davila a chance to get through seven full innings. This may be his last batter here with Williams warming up in the pen. And Daza on deck. 1-1 pitch, low for a ball. 2-1 the count to Kaiser. Davila now at 90 pitches. Here's his 2-1. Swing and a foul at the plate. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Go-ahead runner in scoring position at second base. Nick Davila trying to finish the seventh. His pitch, breaking ball just downside. Full count, 3-2. Tough take there for Connor Kaiser, but he was right. Full count, 3-2. Davila is set. And the payoff pitch is a called strike three. Frozen with a changeup, and down goes Kaiser, and Davila has tied his career high with 8 strikeouts. He has pitched 7 outstanding innings tonight here at Isotopes Park. He continues to impress, coming up from low A Modesto and fitting right in at the AAA level. No runs on a hit, 1 left. We go to the 8th inning of play with the score. Tacoma 2, Albuquerque 2.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
On we go to the 8th inning, a tight game here in Albuquerque, and just a world of difference from last night. We're tied up 2-2 after 7. Cade Marlowe leads off the 8th, and the first pitch from the lefty P.J. Poulin is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Next delivery coming. And it is a swing and a foul back. No balls, two strikes to Marlowe, who's been quiet tonight, 0-3 at the plate. And this pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Still no balls, two strikes to Marlowe. Right here scored 1 run in the third when Mason McCoy homered. And another run of the fifth when Colin Moran hit a long double to center that brought in Larson from first base. Now the 0-2 to Marlowe. Albuquerque got their 2 runs in the bottom of the fifth with a 2-out rally, a hit batter, a walk, and a throwing error, putting runners at second and third, and Jonathan Daza hit a two-run single. Next pitch to Barlow, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That is strike three. And one man is out at the top of the eighth. So Poulin strikes out Cade Marlow. Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. The Topes have a right-hand reliever apparently ready to go in the pen, but they're going to leave the lefty in to face O'Keefe. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next offering from the lefty. Take it inside for a ball. 2-0. Rainiers have out hit the Topes 6-4. 2-0 pitch, high and away, ball three.
Warming up for the Isotopes, right-hander, number 43, Matt Caracitti.
Matt Caracitti warming up in the Albuquerque pen. 3-0 to O'Keefe, way inside, ball four. He draws a walk, and the Red Ears get a man on for Ford. O'Keefe drawing a one-out walk at the top of the eighth inning. Mike Ford's been quiet tonight, 0-3. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now, this is a left versus left matchup. Ford is hitting 289 against left-hand pitching this year. He swings and chops one down the first baseline. Foul ball, says first base umpire James Jean. And that would have been interesting had it been fair. Ford hit it straight into the ground, and it took a giant bounce over the first baseman's head, but was to the right of the first base bag, according to the umpire. John Russell is now arguing this. He's saying, hey, the ball bounced in fair territory, and I think it was fair when it passed first base. And he's arguing it with the home plate umpire, Reed Bassner. And Russell's looking for an explanation here, like, why wasn't that ball fair when it passed the first base bag? And not getting anywhere with that line of argument. And he heads back to the dugout. He knew he wasn't going to win an argument there. He just wanted to say something about it. So one ball, one strike, the count to Ford. O'Keefe leads from first. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way to Ford from P.J. Poulin, and it is swung on and popped up foul and out of play. Sounded like it hit the roof here. So 1-2 now to Ford, one out, runner at first. Poulin with his pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes.
Once again, official attendance, 6,363. 6,363.
So an even count now, 2-2. And the pitch is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Ford hanging in there. Slider there from P.J. Poulin. Now the pitch swung on and fouled off. Still two balls, two strikes. O'Keefe with his lead at first, being held on by Jones. Infield plays straight up with Ford at the plate. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and looped behind short. Back goes Kaiser. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. O'Keefe had a good read on it. He's going all the way to third. And the Rainiers have runners at the quarters with one out. A little flare of a single for Mike Ford over the shortstop. And he has his first hit of the day, and he calls it good. The Rainiers are putting in a pinch runner at first base. Pat Valleca will run for Ford at first base. So Valleca in as a pinch runner. And that is going to do it for P.J. Poulin as Pedro Lopez, the manager of the Topes, goes to the mound. And he's going to bring in a right-hander to face Jake Shiner. So the Rainiers are threatening here at the top of the eighth inning of a tie game. Runners at first and third, one out. We'll take a break. Tacoma 2, Albuquerque 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We're in the top of the eighth inning, a 2-2 tie between Tacoma and Albuquerque, and the Rainiers are threatening. Tacoma has runners at first and third with one out. Jake Shiner coming to the plate. Albuquerque's brought in the veteran right-hander Matt Caracitti, at one time a Rainier. In his 16th appearance, he's 1-1 with a 4.41 ERA. Here's his first pitch coming to Shiner, and it's taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Shiner at the plate. Pinch runner Pat Valleca is at first, and Brian O'Keefe, the go-ahead runner, is at third with one out. Albuquerque's playing double play depth. Outfield is shaded slightly towards left, but not much. 1-0 the count to Shiner. And Caracitti with his pitch, and it is swung on and lined to right field, and Daza makes the catch. Tagging at third is O'Keefe. He's going to score the go-ahead run, and the Rainiers have a 3-2 lead in the top of the eighth inning on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Jake Shiner, his 33rd RBI of the year. A line drive of a sac fly to right field. Valleca had to hold at first base. Now there are two outs, and Zach Deloach is at the plate. Deloach is 1-for-3 with a single tonight, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming. And Caracitti's pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1. Valleca has attempted one steal this year, and he was successful. He would like to get himself in scoring position if possible. Now the 1-1 coming. Swung on, bounced foul, first base side. One and two now. Here comes the 1-2 now. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch down and in. Two balls, two strikes to Zach DeLoach. Kara City in a second go-around with Albuquerque. He pitched for the Isotopes in 2017. Here's his 2-2 to DeLoach. Swung on, hit towards the left field corner. In pursuit is Stovall going back, and he can't get it. It's off the fence. They're waving Valleca around third. Here's the relay to the plate, the tag, and they got him at the plate for the final out of the inning. DeLoach hit it off the fence in left, but Stovall, the left fielder, quickly corralled it, fired it to Connor Kaiser, who made a perfect relay to catcher Brian Servin. And they put the tag on Valleca for the final out in the top of the eighth inning. Right here, however, do take the lead in the inning. One run scored on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2. And Riley O'Brien takes over on the mound for the Red Ears to face the top of the order. Jonathan Daza stands in, and the first pitch is taken outside for a ball. O'Brien appearing in his 13th game for the Red Ears. 1-2 with two saves, a 1.17 ERA. 23 strikeouts, 10 walks, and 15 and a third innings. Next pitch, curve over for a called strike. And the count goes to 1-1. Riley O'Brien taking over for Nick Davila, who was spectacular tonight. There's a breaking ball for a called strike. 1-2. Davila went seven innings, allowed four hits, two runs, one earned. Walked two, struck out eight, which tied his career high, and is a Triple-A career high. Davila, coming up from low-A Modesto, has pitched like he belongs in AAA. And not as the fifth starter either. 1-2 to Daza. Swing and a miss, strike three. O'Brien fans him, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. One down. And now Coco Montes will come to the plate, where he's 0 for 3. Montes, right-hand batter, is grounded out, flied out, and struck out. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is high and away for a ball, 1-1. Now this pitch hit in the air to right field, struck well. Back is Deloach. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Montez flies out to really just medium deep right field as Deloach got it in front of the warning track. So two men are gone in the eighth. And now Nolan Jones will hit, and O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to O'Brien and say, hey, we got to be careful with this guy. Jones with a dozen homers this year, tied for second in the league. The left-hand hitter, the lone left-hand hitter in the Albuquerque lineup. So O'Brien and O'Keefe standing atop the hill having a chat with their standing shoulder to shoulder with their backs to home plate while they're talking over how they're going to approach Jones here. And finally the umpire has to break it up as that was a in-depth chat. All right, play ready to resume. Jones taps the end of the bat on home plate. Two away, the bottom of the eighth. And O'Brien with his pitch. And it's a called strike with a cutter on the first pitch at 87 on the gun. Cut fastball. 0-1 to Nolan Jones. O'Keefe sets up inside. The pitch runs inside. Another cutter. And that evens up the count, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Jones, one of the top hitters in the Coast League at this time. And the pitch is swung on and sliced foul on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. So O'Brien out in front of the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the eighth. Tacoma leading by a run. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a tapper foul. Still 1-2. O'Brien throwing his curveball there. So still one ball, two strikes. And now O'Brien's ready. Here's his pitch. And it is inside, and the count's even. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him. Down goes Jones, and O'Brien pitches a 3-up, 3-down, bottom of the eighth with a couple of strikeouts. We are heading to the ninth inning of play with the score Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now, which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner, like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Well, we go to the ninth inning, a 3-2 ball game here in Albuquerque. Tacoma with a one-run lead. They would love to add some insurance runs to the top of the ninth. They're going to send Jack Larson, Colin Moran, and Mason McCoy to the plate against right-hander Matt Caracetti, who got the final two outs in the eighth facing two hitters. Last out of the eighth, a sliding tag play at home plate. Here's the pitch to Jack Larson, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Larson's 1-for-3. He singled and scored in the fifth. His base hit there started a rally, leading off that inning. Now the 1-0 coming from Caracetti, and it is called a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 2-1. So Larson ahead of the count. And the pitch swung on, bounced up the middle, ranging over with a backhand to field it. Is Montez's throw to first is in time to get Larson. And that's the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Larson grounds out, and now Colin Moran will be the batter. The Red Ears are warming up Matt Festa in the bullpen. He's been acting as the closer recently, and it certainly appears as if that's continuing today. Moran settles into the batter's box where he's 2-for-3 today, including an RBI double. Left-hand hitter, Caracetti with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. A breaking ball there, strike one. Now the 0-1 coming. And it is an off-speed pitch that misses down and in for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Count moves to 1-2. Now a swing and a bouncer right to the first baseman, fielded by Nolan Jones. He takes it to the bag for the out, two away. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy 1-for-3 with a solo homer back in the third inning that started the scoring today. And the pitch taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. This pitch is swung on and hit in the air to center. Lining it up is Boone, and he makes the catch. And the Red Ears are in the very rare situation of going to the bottom of the ninth inning in Albuquerque, hoping that a game in which they have scored only three runs is going to hold up for a win. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tacoma 3, Albuquerque 2. And Matt Festa comes in from the bullpen for the Red Ears to see if he can close this thing out. And Festa on in relief of Riley O'Brien, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts. He'll face, Festa will, he'll face Alarias Montero, Aaron Shunk, and Brian Servin. Everyone's a dangerous hitter in Albuquerque, but Montero especially so, big power hitter. And he swings at the first pitch. It's a shallow pop-up on the right side. In fact, in foul ground, it's going to be Moran to make the catch just a few steps down the right field line, and one man is out on one pitch in the bottom of the ninth. Festa retires the first batter he faces. Festa, no record, 5 saves, a 0.60 ERA for Tacoma. That's a 1 earned run in 15 innings. He'll now face Aaron Shunk, who is 0-for-3 today, and he swings at the first pitch. It's a two-hopper to McCoy at short, who fields it and throws to first. 2 pitches, 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. What a start to the proceedings here for Festa. And now Brian Servin will be the batter. Servin has one of Albuquerque's 4 hits in this game. He's 1-for-3. Right-hand batter. Pitch from Festa inside for a ball. Servin bends backwards to get out of the way. 1-0 the count. Red Ears lead 3-2. 2 outs at the bottom of the ninth. Matt Festa trying to close this one out. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's been so different from yesterday's game that Albuquerque won 17-8 when there were 6 homers and 32 hits. Festa trying to finish it off. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Brian Servin. 2 outs at the bottom of the ninth inning. Right here's trying to even up this series, trying to end a little 3-game losing streak. Festa's ready. Here comes his 1-2 pitch on its way to the catcher Servin, and it is a breaking ball inside, and Servin turned away from it but also leaned his backside in at the same time, trying to get plunked by the pitch, but it missed him. Counts even now, 2-2. Trevor Boone on deck for the Isotopes. Festa's ready. Here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike 3, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Red Ears are winners tonight. 3-2, the final score in a rare Isotopes Park pitcher's duel between Jeff Criswell and Nick Davila, and the Red Ears actually win it once the bullpens get involved, scoring the go-ahead run in the eighth. Red Ears take it 3-2. The series is now tied 1-1. And game three of this series will be tomorrow night at 5:35 Pacific time. Tacoma wins it 3-2. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard at the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Right here is win a pitcher's duel in Albuquerque. We did not know that this was possible. Yeah, we did. It happens every once in a while, usually when the wind is blowing in. Tonight, maybe the rain. Well, no, there was rain last night. We're not going to count that. I don't know what happened tonight other than I think the pitching was really good for both teams. The starters were terrific. Jeff Criswell for Albuquerque and Nick Davila for the Rainiers. Davila just continues to become a story here for Tacoma in these last couple of weeks, as the right-hander was absolutely terrific today here at Isotopes Park. He didn't allow a hit until the fourth. It was a measly little single. He didn't allow a run until a two-out rally in the fifth. And at that point, the Rainiers had a lead. Tacoma scored in the third against Albuquerque's Jeff Criswell, who was also very good today, when Mason McCoy lifted a deep fly ball to left field and got it to carry out of here for his third home run of the season and his first home run in nearly a month. That gave the Rainiers a 1-0 lead. Then in the fifth inning, Jack Larson hit a leadoff single for the Rainiers. He was at first base when Colin Moran stroked a deep drive over the head of the center fielder, and Larson got a great jump on the ball, and he scored all the way from first base, and the Rainiers were ahead 2-0 in the fifth. Criswell ended up going six innings and allowing just those two runs. His key today, no walks. Well, one. He only walked one batter in six innings against a Tacoma lineup that draws a ton of walks. In the bottom of the fifth, Davila got the first two men out, but he hit Hunter Stovall with a pitch. Stovall stole second and took third when the throw went from Brian O'Keefe, bounced away from second baseman Kian Wong. So the runner was at third with no one out. Then Connor Kaiser walked on a full count pitch, and he ended up stealing second base. So there were runners at second and third with two down. Jonathan Daza, the player with the most big league experience on the Albuquerque roster, was the batter, and he was able to ground a base hit into center field, scoring both Stovall and Kaiser and tying the score 2-2. I was wondering at the time on the air if Davila might kind of unravel after the two-out rally, and before I could even finished that thought, he picked Daza off first base to end the inning, and he proceeded to pitch two more scoreless innings after that. Davila ends up going seven innings, giving up four hits, all singles. He allowed two runs, only one earned, walked two, struck out eight, which tied his career high, and he left with a score tied 2-2 after 7. We went to the 8th inning, and in the 8th, the Raiders went to work offensively with one out against reliever P.J. Poole and a lefty. Tacoma had a walk drawn by Brian O'Keefe. Then Mike Ford blooped a single into left center. O'Keefe getting a great jump on the ball and going first to third on the play. Pat Valleca then went as a pinch runner for first base at first base for Ford. The Isotopes went to the bullpen, brought in right-hander Matt Caracitti to face Jake Shiner. And Shiner managed to get the run home with a line drive to right field that was caught. O'Keefe tagged at third and scored the go-ahead run, and the Raiders were ahead 3-2. Then the next hitter was DeLoach, and the Raiders were trying to obviously pad their lead. And DeLoach hit a ball deep into the left field corner and hit the left field fence near the foul pole. And with two outs, Valleca going on contact from first base tried to score, and Albuquerque had a perfect relay. Stovall, the left fielder, to Connor Kaiser, to the catcher, Brian Servin. 7-6-2, they tagged out Valleca at the plate on a close play. It required a perfect relay, and they pulled it off, the Topes did. And they got out of the inning with just the one run scoring. That was enough, though. Riley O'Brien pitched a 3-up, 3-down, 8th inning with a couple of strikeouts. And Matt Festa, 3-up, 3-down in the 9th. And the Raiders get the victory by the final score of 3-2. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, left 6 on base. Albuquerque, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, left 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Nick Davila, his first Triple-A win. The save goes to Matt Festa, his 6th. Loss goes to P.J. Poulin. He is 1-1. Time of the ball game: 2 hours, 17 minutes. The attendance, 6,363. With the win, the Raiders go to 19-22 on the year, and Albuquerque falls to 17-24. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Tommy Malone gets the start for the Raiders against Ty Block for Albuquerque in a battle of lefties. Raiders win it 3-2. The final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Rainiers win. They win in Albuquerque 3-2, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard, as there is a full slate of games today, including some real thrillers. The Mariners were not one of those, though. The Mariners got hammered by the Red Sox at Fenway, 12-3, the final score, as Pablo Reyes, who the Raiders were facing not too long ago, had two doubles and four runs batted in for the Red Sox. Justin Turner hit a two-run homer. They knocked out Marco Gonzalez in the second inning. He was charged with 8 runs. And the M's fall to the Red Sox 12-3, the final score. Other American League scores: Baltimore beats the Angels 3-1. Kyle Bradish, 6 2/3 innings, allowed only one run on a Mike Trout solo bomb. Orioles getting the win. Angels are struggling for a bit now, losing 8 of their last 11. Toronto and New York were 0-0 after 9. Pitcher's duel between Chris Bassitt of Toronto and Garrett Cole of the Yankees. And then Toronto won it in the 10th on a three-run game-winning homer by Danny Jansen. They win it 3-0. Mike Clevenger pitched the White Sox to a 7-2 win over his former team, Cleveland. Clevenger allowed 2 runs in 6 innings, getting the dub for the White Sox. Pirates shut out Detroit 8-0 behind the ageless wonder Rich Hill. He tossed 6 scoreless innings. Austin Hedges drove in 3. The Dodgers got a 2-out go-ahead grand slam home run at the bottom of the 7th inning from James Outman, leading Rookie of the Year candidate in the National League at this time. And the Dodgers beat the Twins 7-3. Arizona was a 5-3 winner at Oakland. Jose Herrera with a go-ahead sac fly in the top of the 9th inning, and they tacked on another run. Christian Walker and Corbin Carroll had homers for the Diamondbacks. Kansas City beat the Padres 4-3, getting a tie-breaking 2-run homer by Vinny Pasquantino. He went deep off Yu Darvish. Kansas City took 2 out of 3 on the road at San Diego. Wild one in New York. The Mets were trailing Tampa 5-2, 2 outs at the bottom of the 9th inning, and rookie catcher Francisco Alvarez hit a game-tying 3-run homer. The Rays shook it off, scored 2 runs at the top of the 10th to go up 7-5. Then, with 2 on in the bottom of the 10th, Pete Alonso, a walk-off 3-run homer, and the Mets beat Tampa 8-7 in 10 innings. Real stunner there in New York. Atlanta was a 6-5 winner at Texas. Orlando Arcia with a go-ahead homer at the top of the 9th. And this one just ended. I don't have the details, but the Astros scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 9th and beat the Cubs 7-6. And then in National League games today, Colorado hammered the Reds 11-6. They had a 5-run 5th and a 6-run 6th. The Giants were 7-4 winners over Philadelphia. 4-4 tie bottom of the 8th. They scored 3 runs. Thairo Estrada with a go-ahead RBI single. That was a 3-game sweep for the Giants over the Phillies. Miami holds off Washington 4-3. Jorge Soler with another go-ahead home run for the Marlins. He's hit a couple of those recently. And St. Louis is hot now. They shut out the Brewers 3-0 after an abysmal start to the season. The Cardinals have now won 8 out of 10. Matthew Liberatore tossed 5 scoreless innings in his first big league start of the year today for St. Louis. Got the win. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Albuquerque, the Red Ears win 3-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Rainiers win 3-2 in Albuquerque. This is the last thing in the world I expected after the Isotopes won yesterday 17-8. I figured today the hitters were going to get after it again, and we'd probably see like a 10-8 or 11-9 game, something along those lines. Not at all. Nick Davila and Jeff Criswell were not going to stand for that today. We had a pitcher's duel between the two right-handers who were both outstanding today. Right, ears end up winning it with a run in the 8th. What can you say about Davila? This kid's up from Modesto. He got released out of A-ball by the Tigers in spring training, and the Mariners signed him, presumably to be starting pitching depth at the Class A level this year, and that's what he did at the beginning of the season. He joined the Modesto starting rotation, low A-ball. Rainiers had an opening in the rotation, needed someone to fill in, and someone in the Mariners organization, and I'm going to dig around and learn a little more about this, but someone tabbed Davila to come to AAA and start. He's now had 3 good starts here, and this one was the best. His first AAA win allowed just 1 earned run in 7 innings, and gave up just 4 hits today. Career-high 8 strikeouts, And the Red Deers get the win over Albuquerque 3-2, the final, a deserving first Triple-A win for Davila in a place where it's really hard to pitch, but it wasn't for him today as he was rolling. Other finals today, the PCL was out in force at Salt Lake City. Final score there in a day game, Las Vegas 22, Salt Lake 10. We'll have details on that during tomorrow's broadcast. Haven't had a chance to look at that box score yet. El Paso hung 10 on the board at Round Rock and beat the reeling Express 10-4. That's nine straight losses for Round Rock, who's still over 500, by the way, at 21-19. They were 21-10, and they've lost nine in a row. Sheesh. Reno hammered Sacramento 9-2. And Oklahoma City just wins every day now. They won their eighth in a row, beating Sugar Land 5-1. That's your PCL scoreboard for today. We'll be back at it here tomorrow at 5:35 Pacific. Tommy Malone, 3-0 with a 2.77 ERA for the Red Deers. We'll see if he can tame the mile-high city of Albuquerque like Davila did today. He'll be opposed by Ty Block for Albuquerque, a left-hand pitcher we've seen a lot of over the years, originally with Sacramento as he came up through the Giants system. And Ty Block, no record of 5.68 ERA in just two starts so far for Albuquerque this year. That's tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Albuquerque Park, from Isotopes Park in Albuquerque. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Red Deers 3, Albuquerque Isotopes 2. Have a great rest of your night.